Dear Cheap Astronomy, how do we know the universe is undergoing accelerating expansion? We first found out the universe was expanding around 1925 from Edwin Hubble's finding of a direct relationship between the distance and the receding speed of galaxies. So, wherever we look, most galaxies outside our local group are moving away from us. Their light is redshifted because they are moving away, and the further away they are, the more their light is redshifted, indicating those further away ones are moving away faster. Hubble's measurements of distance were based on Cepheid variables, stars which pulse in a predictable way, and their period of pulsation is directly related to their intrinsic brightness. So, they're a good standard candle. Their luminosity indicating their distance from Earth. Einstein's general relativity had come out in 1915, with Einstein mistakenly setting the value of the cosmological constant to zero in order to be consistent with an assumed static universe. After Hubble's 1925 revelation, Einstein called that decision his biggest blunder, since if he had just left his field equations alone, they would have predicted an expanding, or at least a non-static, universe. Nonetheless, having sorted out that minor hiccup, Einstein's field equations did then become the basis of our standard model of the universe. Hubble's data had shown a strong linear relationship between distance and redshift, so it was initially assumed the universe's rate of expansion was constant over time. But distances measured by Cepheid variables are only accurate to around 20 million parsecs, which is about 65 million light-years from Earth, which isn't really all that far compared to what we observe out to today. For most of the remainder of the 20th century, everyone assumed that whenever we did find a way to measure the expansion rate on a much bigger scale, we would find it declining gradually over time, as the initial burst of expansion arising from Big Bang inflation was steadily countered by the mass energy of the universe's contents exerting a gravitational slowdown. Efforts to properly measure that deceleration centered upon Type 1a supernovae, which are also considered to be standard candles, but being vastly brighter than Cepheid variables would allow us to measure the universe's expansion over a vastly bigger scale. And then, to everyone's surprise, the HiZ supernova team, which included Adam Riess and Brian Schmidt, and the supernova cosmology team, including Saul Perlmutter, almost simultaneously announced data demonstrating the universe's expansion was actually accelerating. Riess, Schmidt, and Perlmutter went on to jointly win the 2011 Nobel Prize in Physics, and Brian Schmidt went on to become the Vice Chancellor of the Australian National University, which is likely to award Steve Nerlich a PhD in the not-too-distant future. Coincidence? Well, yes. Anyhow, Type 1a supernovae all explode with equivalent luminosity, since they all explode at the same critical density point, the Chandrasekhar limit, so a dim Type 1a supernova must be further away than a bright Type 1a supernova. And it turned out that close Type 1as, within a 65 million light-year radius from Earth, do show a roughly linear relationship between distance and redshift, much as Hubble found. But Type 1a supernovae with high redshifts are further away, that is, dimmer, than you would expect if the redshift-to-distance relationship was linear. So if they're further away than they should be, you're obliged to conclude the universe's expansion must be accelerating over time rather than decelerating. So, for a number of decades now, our standard model of the universe has been the Lambda-CDM model, where lambda is Einstein's cosmological constant and CDM stands for cold dark matter, which just means it's dark matter that sits in clumps rather than whizzing about the way that hot things do. It is still the case we have no idea what dark matter is. We just think it's composed of small, weakly interacting massive particles that don't whiz about much. As for lambda, lots of science communicators will want to say, oh, that's dark energy, as though they're actually explaining something. Here at Cheap Astronomy, we like calling the reason for the accelerating expansion lambda, since it makes it clear we have no idea what it is, although it almost certainly isn't energy.